A Baltimore City Council committee is set to meet this evening to discuss legislation that would reboot the Dollar a House program. WYPR City Hall reporter Dominique Maria Benessi has more.
In the 1980s, there were efforts to condemn blocks of vacant historic homes in Otterbein and Ridgely's Delight. But then the city came up with the Dollar a House program to salvage those homes and revitalize those neighborhoods.
The program was developed by the housing department, and it was that you could buy one of these houses for a dollar, but you had to get a loan, which was a low-interest federal loan.
Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark sponsored the resolution to bring back the program. She says those low-interest loans would be used to restore and revitalize houses within a certain period of time.
And if you didn't, you couldn't take title to it.
But once those houses were revitalized, the program went missing in action. Clark says she doesn't know why. Today, a local neighborhood group called HOMES, Homeownership, Opportunity, and Mentorship for Economic Success, wants to use the same idea to revitalize neighborhoods overcome by vacant homes and blight.
What we're saying is, why don't you throw us a bone? You know, throw the working class person a bone.
Tyrone Boss, president of HOMES and a resident of Ashburton, wants working class families in Baltimore to be given more opportunities to be homeowners.
You know, let the working class have that loan that they're going to pay back to you.
But given Baltimore's declining population, the blight, and crime rate, will the program incentivize people to move to Baltimore?
But let's say I'm a young man with a young family, right? And somebody came to me and said, you know what, I got a program in Baltimore, you get a house for a dollar, and you get a 1% interest renovation loan. And all you got to do is stay there 5 years. I'm jumping right on that.
There's one element that wasn't there 30 years ago that Boss says will help.
It's going to take electricians, plumbers, carpenters, and brick masons to put these houses together.
Boss, a master plumber, HVAC tech, gas fitter, and certified pipe welder, among other things, says he wants to promote a program of apprenticeships through court order diversions to revitalize the homes and keep some juvenile offenders from going to jail.
Some of these kids don't have an opportunity. We want to be able to give them an opportunity as well to improve their life expectations, because a lot of these kids are living in hopelessness.
Councilwoman Clark, who has the backing of the entire council, says it's a grassroots effort.
From the neighborhood, for the neighborhood.
She says the program gives residents, rather than developers, a say in the development in their own communities. But there's one big problem, Clark says. There's no money available for low-interest loans for rehab work. So how else can the program be implemented?
Darned if I know. We could do a bond.
The city could float a bond at a low interest rate and use that money for loans. Or the city might tap into the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's Dollar a House initiative. But Clark fears that might not be an option, given looming potential massive cuts to the 2018 federal budget.
On Trump, you should not rely. We got to take care of ourselves.
So it's likely funding the program may be the main topic of debate for the council's Housing and Urban Affairs Committee tonight. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.